Imagine this. There's 100 radio stations in the New York metropolitan area. And we decide we're going to start a new station. And this is going to be a station that treats jazz as America's classical art form. And we have no money in the bank and no studio. We needed to do everything from scratch, including getting some records for our record library and getting to know the jazz community. I was fortunate enough in my travels in public radio to meet Steve Robinson, who had done a number of different successful things in radio, including producing a series of programs with Rasa and Roland Kirk. And after I told him what we were planning to do with our station, he said, "I've got the person you've got to meet. That's Dorothon Kirk, and she lives not too far from Newark. And she's the widow of Rasa and Roland Kirk." So Dorothon and I met. She became one of the first persons I hired for WBGO, and was one of the best decisions I ever made, because she went on to become our diplomat, our point of contact to jazz artists around the world, to the music industry. Without her contacts, without her winning personality, without her determination, I don't think WBGO could have ever grown the way it has grown. Dorothon, I want to wish you a very, very happy birthday. You have done so much in your lifetime, as a wife, as a mother, as a grandmother, and as a friend, a friend to thousands of people. That chance meeting that Steve Robinson made possible 40-some years ago has changed my life for sure, and has changed the life of thousands, probably hundreds of thousands of listeners throughout the greater Newark area.